I'm joined by the Guardian's Leo Hickman, who lives very close to Lostwithiel. What's the scene there, Leo?
Well, it, as you can imagine, it's pretty devastating. I've spoken to a lot of shop owners and people that live down here, and there seem to be two main sort of deluges of water that have come down. The actual river itself, which is the River Foy, a tidal river, is really surging and is due to reach high tide about 2 o'clock, and a lot of people are worried about that because I'm standing right by the historic bridge, which is about 600-700 years old, and the water's gone right past the arches here. But then also there was a huge Boscastle type rush of water that came down a lane, which has sort of moved cars, knocked over brick walls, and has completely smashed into the area of Lostwithiel where all the traffic goes through, where the post office is, where there's a fish and chip shop, a bridal shop. It really is quite an amazing scene, actually.
I've just been looking at lots of YouTube clips from the village. There seems to be a lot of debris on the roads.
Yeah, well, there's one of the big problems, it seems, which people have been telling me about, is because there's been so much leaf fall, because it's obviously in the peak of autumn, that has really aggravated the problem, of particularly of the water that came down the road high up above Lostwithiel. And that's rushed down, and some of the force has actually blown some of the doors open at about 5-6 o'clock this morning. Particularly the carpet shop I just went into, where there's that 3 foot of standing water, and it's all subsided now, but you can see the sort of the watermark around the, and wrecked all the carpets. That the water just completely blew the door open, apparently, according to the guy I just spoke to who owns the shop. And he got a call about sort of 5 to 6 in the morning from a neighbour and said to rush down. But there's an awful lot of debris. I mean, loads and loads of bricks. It seems a brick wall must have come down quite high up the road, and lots of bricks have flushed down, including loads of sort of autumn leaf debris and twigs and things.
And is the place cut off? Are the emergency services there?
Oh yeah, there's lots of fire crews and there's lots of police around. I've noticed they have actually just seemed to be opening the main road that goes through the main lift guard to St. Austell Road. That goes through Lostwithiel, that seems to be slowly opening up, which is interesting because it's going right past the main piece of devastation where the main post office is. So I'm personally quite surprised to see lorries and things being directed through there, but it is a real pinch point anyway with traffic.
Lots of people have been mentioning this kind of Boscastle style aspect to this. Is that just exaggeration, really, is there something to that?
Well, it's clearly not in the same degrees of devastation that Boscastle suffered, whatever it was, 6-7 years ago. It seems to have been a similar type of event in the way that an intense deluge of rain overnight. I mean, I was listening to it on my own roof and was slightly concerned in the night about it. That has obviously caused a huge volume of water to rush down a particular channel of a valley, which is then fed into a tarmac road and just swept through all the houses and all the road down that particularly narrow valley and then fed straight into the town centre. So in a way it is quite similar to Boscastle in the way that you had a huge volume of water suddenly pouring from the sky and then being funneled into a very narrow pinch point in a valley.
And is there other railway lines there near there too?
Yeah, there's been a landslide near to Lostwithiel, which has apparently shut off all of the trains in and out of Cornwall. I know there's a bus service going up to Plymouth, I think from Truro, and I think there's a shuttle train running between Penzance and Parr. But yeah, the trains are severely affected.
What about your place? Did you escape the damage?
Well, I'm luckily I'm high up on a hill, but getting my own kids to school and things in the morning has been proved impossible due to, I mean, I'm getting reports all the time of there's a particularly beautiful bit of woodland near me down at Restbrin, just beneath Llanhydrock. And I haven't had this confirmed yet, but people are telling me that the bridge there is gone, which is another really historic, you know, hundreds of years old bridge. And that would be really sad if that has gone, but I haven't had a chance to get down there yet.
Okay, I'll better give you a chance then. Thanks a lot, Leo.
Okay, thanks.